1,189 homes across Noosa and the Sunshine Coast Council areas are still without power this morning from Monday's supercell. Disaster assistance has been announced for 37 of the worst affected areas in Moreton, but aside from Woodford and Wamiran, there were no suburbs on the Sunshine Coast included in the eligible suburb list. Instead, both the Noosa Shire Council and Sunshine Coast Regional Councils will receive funds for their counter-disaster operations and for the reconstruction of essential public assets. The countdown is on for Queensland's first public sex offender register. A three-tier system will roll out in the coming weeks, publishing details of local sex offenders. It's in light of Daniel's Law, which passed Parliament in October. Premier David Crisafulli says the decision was a no-brainer for the state government.
The rights of children, victims, should come before the rights of paedophiles and monsters. And I made a promise to Bruce and Denise Morecambe, and if I say something, I mean it. And I intended to keep my word, and we did.
Sunshine Coast schoolboy Daniel Morecambe was murdered by a known sex offender in 2003. A female patient suffered neck and head injuries in a single vehicle rollover at Low Street in Yeomundi last night. She was transported to Sunshine Coast University Hospital. Also making news, the Caloundra Coast Guard has decided to postpone Saturday night's planned Pelican Waters Lights Parade. The forecast is for rain and thunderstorms, and they didn't want to risk anyone's safety. They're hoping to find another date to reschedule. And it isn't just council crews and Energex who are working around the clock to repair storm damage. Extra Unity Water crews have also been rostered on to prevent or respond to any temporary water and wastewater interruptions caused by power outages and damaged infrastructure. The network relies on power to pump wastewater through its pipes, and when the power goes out, it can interrupt the process.